I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. What kind of leader do you prefer to follow? Think about the leaders you've known in your life. Parents, pastors, bosses. You might not have had much choice in the kind of leadership they exercised over your life. But if you could choose, how would you describe the leadership you like to follow? It might surprise you to know that people answer that question differently. Some people prefer a confident leader, and others prefer demonstrable humility. Some people like a clear vision and specific direction from those in authority over them, while others appreciate a more relaxed approach to goals. Some people want a leader to show them where to go, and others just want the leader to get out of the way and leave them alone. More often than not, the problems we have with authority figures say a lot more about us than about them. I'll give you an example. I've always appreciated clear communication, especially in writing. When I send an email, I like it to be specific and clear. I've had several supervisors in the past who, I'll just say, they didn't share this same appreciation for clarity. I would send them an email with three questions, and they would respond with an answer to half of one of my questions. And when they sent me directions, I would always have to follow up to clarify, and often that clarity would never come. But here's the thing. That person didn't become a supervisor because they were good at writing clear emails. It doesn't have to be a priority to them just because it's something I like. How often have I judged the people in authority over me simply because they didn't do it exactly like I would have done it? Too often. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus gets called into question for the way he's leading his disciples. Verse 1 says, "He was passing through some grain fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating the grain. But some of the Pharisees said, 'Why do you do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?'" It might sound strange to us, but according to the custom of the day, no one was supposed to work on the day of rest, and eating grain like this apparently constituted work. It wasn't just the Pharisees who had a problem with this. Even some of the disciples themselves might have felt uncomfortable when picking and eating the grain, aware that they were going against the cultural norm of their community. But Jesus rebukes the Pharisees for telling him and his disciples how to follow the law. He reminds them of a time in the past when David ate consecrated bread, basically using history to correct their point of view. And then he says in verse 5, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." In Matthew's version of events, Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for man, not the other way around." The disciples aren't behaving the way the Pharisees think they should. And Jesus isn't leading them as their rabbi the way the Pharisees think that he should. In their eyes, Jesus and his disciples are violating the law. Jesus' defense is that, one, they've got the wrong idea about the purpose and spirit of the law, and two, he has authority. And this second point is the one that really starts to bother them. Who gave this guy the authority to go around doing things the wrong way? That question is still relevant for us today. In our lives, we might look at a leader and ask, who gave this person the authority to do this or that? And we have the opportunity to recognize that authority or to reject it. We have the same opportunity with Jesus. We can recognize his authority, submit to his message that calls us to repent and follow him, or we can resist it, continue in our own way. I hope we'll recognize the authority of Jesus in our lives today and follow him where he leads. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.